Your top stories on Blitz this hour. India out to maintain their dominance of the Proteas. Swansea hammer 8 past Notts to reach the FA Cup 5th round. Bayern Munich cruise into the last 4 of the German Cup. Warren Gatland names an unchanged side to face England in the Six Nations. And the countdown to the Winter Olympic Games continues. India are in a commanding position in the six-match ODI series against South Africa. 2 wins from the opening 2 fixtures means another triumph on Wednesday at Newlands, and it'll be impossible for the Proteas to win the series. Despite the manner in which the victories have come, India will not be taking their foot off the accelerator.
I don't think so. We guys going to get complacent. It's a big series for us, and of course South Africa played very well in Test series, so we'd like to go as hard as possible and try to win whatever games come in our way.
They won the series opener by 6 wickets before cruising to a 9-wicket victory on Sunday. Batting woes aside, the Proteas have struggled to strike with ball in hand.
The key for our success is we're not losing wickets on top. So, of course, South African fast bowling is very strong, but we're playing them nicely. And once we crossing the first 10 overs, then of course ball gets pit old, and we are dominating after that more.
The batting will be the biggest cause for concern, though, for the Proteas. On Sunday, they were bowled out for 118, their lowest ever total at SuperSport Park Centurion. The hosts failed to navigate a slow and turning ball as they lost their last 9 wickets for just 79 runs. Kuldeep Yadav and Yuzvendra Chahal accounted for 8 wickets between them.
Look, if you ask me if it is difficult to read the Chinaman bowler, for instance between Kuldeep Yadav and Yuzvendra Chahal, it'll be more difficult to read Kuldeep. The leg spinner is not that difficult. In fact, there are many players who can't read a googly well. Chahal's googlies are not read well by many players. But on a personal level, I'd have to say I find Kuldeep more difficult to read.
2-0 down, the Proteas have a mountain to climb to get back in the ODI series with India. They will hope to begin their revival at Newlands on Wednesday with the action on your screens from 12:30.
Australia take on England in the second match in the Trans-Tasman Tri-Series. The action live on Wednesday morning from 10:05 on SuperSport 5.
Swansea City and Notts County met for the second time in the space of 10 days. Tuesday's clash was an FA Cup 4th round replay after the first encounter ended in a 1-1 draw in late January. Desperate not to suffer the same fate, the Swans peppered the Notts goal early on. However, they had to wait till the 18th minute for the opener as Luciano Narsingh picked out Tammy Abraham. The goal scorer then turned provider as he set up Nathan Dyer. Less than 2 minutes after the first, Swansea had their second, Dyer netting for the first time since August 2015. The hosts were not done yet though. 10 minutes later, Dyer was on the score sheet again.
Oh, what a wonderful finish that is! Nathan Dyer has scored twice, Swansea have scored 3 times, and that might be it for the tie.
Despite plying their trade in the 4th division of English football, Notts were not about to give up. A great strike from Noor Hussein pulled one back in the 35th minute, giving them some hope of potentially turning things around. However, Swansea had other ideas. The Premier League outfit restored their 3-goal cushion before the break as Abraham bagged his brace, the hosts 4-1 up at the interval. To their credit, Notts managed to keep Swansea at bay for almost 8 minutes after the restart. However, Kyle Norton had other ideas. Wayne Routledge netted a 6th for Swansea just 4 minutes later, in the process registering the most goals of any team of the 4th round of this year's competition. Having bettered Leicester's 5-1 triumph over Peterborough, Swansea set about breaking new ground.
Oh, that's brilliant! It is a magnificent 7th for Swansea!
Tom Carroll with a stunning strike to make it 7. That equaled the biggest goal difference of this season's competition, matching the 6-0 win for Slough over Gainsborough Trinity in the first round back in November. However, Swansea were not done yet. There was still time for one more from Daniel James. Fortunately, the goals dried up after that, Swansea advancing to the fifth round thanks to an 8-1 demolition of Notts County. Huddersfield Town needed extra time to get past Birmingham 4-1 and reach the fifth round of the FA Cup. See if Spurs can join them there when they take on Newport County in a replay later tonight.
Bayern Munich travelled to Paderborn, who were appearing in the last eight of the German Cup for the first time in their history. Robert Lewandowski returned to Jupanka's starting 11, and Bayern's top scorer came close to opening the scoring. The gulf in class between the leaders of Germany's first and third tiers was evident, as Kingsley Coman pounced to put Bayern ahead after Arjen Robben fluffed his lines in front of goal. Coman was involved in Bayern's second, setting up Lewandowski, who finished well. German defender Joshua Kimmich then latched onto Mats Hummel's long ball forward and swept in a cool finish to make it 3-0 shortly before the half-time interval. The visitors continued to impress after the break, with Corentin Tolisso meeting James Rodriguez's corner. Dutch flyer Robin rubbed salt into Paderborn's wounds with a late double. His first was spectacular. His second, more straightforward from out in front. Bayern ran out 6-0 winners to take another step towards reclaiming the title they last won in 2016.
Bayer Leverkusen welcomed Werder Bremen to a snowy Bay Arena on Tuesday night for a German Cup quarterfinal clash. The two sides met at this stage of the competition last season, with Bremen claiming the victory. They were certainly applying all the early pressure as well, and forced Leverkusen into a defensive error. A horrid challenge from Jonathan Tah and Max Kruse left the referee with no choice but to point to the spot. Goalkeeper Bernd Leno went to his right, Kruse went left, and Bremen had an early lead. The two sides had met on six previous occasions in the Cup, with those matches yielding 18 goals, so a high-scoring affair was always on the cards. However, instead of Leverkusen netting, it was Bremen who doubled their tally.
Werder Bremen are quick on the break, and they're doing it well here with Johansson! 2-0! 7 minutes played! What a start! Werder Bremen are ripping Leverkusen apart!
Leverkusen are currently sitting second in the Bundesliga and were not expected to be down for too much longer. However, they had to wait till just after the half-hour mark to pull one back. They caught Bremen on the counter with Kai Havertz, providing Julian Brandt with the easiest of goals. The action was far from over, though. Bremen were unlucky not to restore their two-goal cushion through Florian Kainz. The midfielder was denied by two magnificent saves from Leno within the space of a minute. The Leverkusen goalkeeper ensuring his side headed down the tunnel, trailing by just one goal. Despite the momentum being with Bremen before the break, Leverkusen dominated the early second-half exchanges and were rewarded for their efforts.
And there is a tremendous goal of sheer brilliance from Julian Brandt. What a strike right out of the top drawer. It was a rocket.
Bremen have been relegation threatened for most of the season and began to show their frailties as the match wore on. Leverkusen, though, were unable to capitalize as it finished 2-2 in regulation time and headed into an additional half an hour. Leverkusen continued to create chances and could have taken the lead in the 102nd minute, but the post came to the rescue of Bremen. With penalties looking like a very real possibility, Leverkusen coach Heiko Herrlich took a gamble, bringing on Karim Bellarabi. The decision paid off as he netted with just his second touch of the match. That proved to be a hammer blow for Bremen, who conceded again 7 minutes later. Havertz with the goal, Bayer Leverkusen victorious. They were pushed all the way, but eventually overcame Werder Bremen 4-2 to reach the semi-finals of the German Cup. Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen reached the semi-finals of the German Cup. See who'll join them there when Frankfurt host Mainz and Schalke tackle Wolfsburg. Don't miss the action live right here on your World of Champions. The Dutch Football Association have appointed former Everton and Southampton coach Ronald Koeman to take charge of the national team. Koeman signed a contract to coach the Netherlands up to and including the 2022 World Cup. He played 78 internationals for the Netherlands and was part of the team's only major title triumph, the 1988 European Championship.
Now, first of all, I'm really excited and really very proud that I signed the contract as the national head coach. That first of all, because it was always one of my ambitions to do. And the second is that we are not qualifying for this World Champions. We did not qualifying for the last Europeans. But we have still good players and we have still a lot of talentful players. And I'm really positive about the future of the national team. If not, I didn't take this job for the next two and the next two after that.
The Netherlands failed to qualify for the World Cup in Russia and Euro 2016. Koeman replaces Dick Advocaat, who was appointed as interim coach in June after Danny Blind was fired. It's expected the new coach will make plenty of changes.
If you know how I work with my teams, then I'm a coach who like to change systems. I think the best is that players can handle different systems, because we know we don't have the best players, but that don't mean that you cannot have the best team.
Come June, Russia will be abuzz, with 32 nations all fighting for football's most sought-after prize. You can count on SuperSport to bring you all the latest from the 2018 FIFA World Cup when the action gets underway.
The snow fell poignantly at Old Trafford as the football world joined Manchester United in marking the 60th anniversary of the Munich air disaster. Manager Jose Mourinho and club captain Michael Carrick led the tributes to the 23 people who died when United's plane crashed on an icy runway in 1958. Sir Bobby Charlton, one of the survivors, was in attendance, and former manager Sir Alex Ferguson gave a reading before the stadium fell silent at 3:04 p.m., the exact time of the crash, and the names of the eight players lost were read out.
Roger Byrne, Jeff Bent, Eddie Coleman, Duncan Edwards, Mark Jones, David Pegg, Tommy Taylor, Liam Billy Whelan.
Thousands of fans had gathered inside Old Trafford alongside families of the victims to pay their respects, along with the current squad as well. And of course, it's an event that's left a firm mark on the modern club.
This is something that is part of my life, or part of my football culture before I become Manchester United manager. And why? Because it was such a tragedy that stayed in these last 60 years.
Tragedy struck as Samat Busby's United returned from a European Cup tie against Red Star Belgrade. The Manchester United Foundation have released a video including current stars and local children to repeat the message that the Busby Babes will never be forgotten. And the manner in which the club rose again from the ashes of the disaster will certainly not be forgotten either.
I think for us as Man United players, it's really important, you know, to commemorate the memories and the people that lost their lives on the plane. Look at the players that, you know, played in the history of the club. You know, they're all exciting players, players that make the fans stand up on their feet, and that's something that we want to do.
Dozens of tributes have been left by supporters outside Old Trafford, and even legends from some of United's biggest rivals like Liverpool's Kenny Dalglish and City's Mike Summerby have been here to pay their respects. There are permanent reminders of the Munich air disaster around Old Trafford, but even 60 years on, the legacy of the Flowers of Manchester is as strong as ever, and the memory of them will never die.
The North London Derby at Wembley is a tantalising start to the 27th round of matches in England this weekend, as City host the Foxes on the same day. Rafael Benitez's Magpies and Jose Mourinho's Red Devils square off in the best match on Sunday. Watch SuperSport for all the action. 180 minutes separate four sides from two places in the Copa del Rey final for 2017-18. Sevilla and Leganes kick things off on Wednesday, with Valencia and Barcelona in action on Thursday. Both second leg matches live on SuperSport.
When the draw for the 2018 Nedbank Cup was made, one tie had the nation beaming with excitement. The conflict may be in its infancy, but Bidvest and Cape Town City's rivalry is only escalating. Last season it was the Clever Kids who were one up. This season, though, City have had all the trump cards. Not only did they convincingly eliminate Wits from the MTN 8, but they also had the better of them in the league. So in three games in the current campaign, it's been three City victories. The key subplot in those three games was the master versus apprentice storyline involving Gavin Hunt and Benny McCarthy. While he may have had the better against the man who gave him his professional debut as a teenager almost 20 years ago, McCarthy had to watch from the stands recently as his team were held by Bloemfontein Celtic and then slain by Mamelodi Sundowns. He will, however, be back on the bench as City look to mount a challenge. McCarthy's first steps into management has been impressive on the upper tiers of the standings and runners-up in the MTN 8. Will this be the initial steps towards a first piece of silverware in a coaching career still in its initial stages? For all their ambition and steps in the right direction, City's main fault has been their form in front of goal. They average a goal per game in the league, and after parting ways with Victor Obinna, Zimbabwean ace Matthew Rusike was brought in. McCarthy hopes to have the former Kaizer Chiefs striker registered in time for the clash against the Students, especially given the busy February City have in store. They have six games scheduled in the space of 20 days, beginning with Wednesday's clash against Wits, followed by back-to-back CAF Confederations Cup qualifiers, before three tough ABSA Premiership ties against the Students, Kaizer Chiefs and Baroka. A full squad to choose from would make the task a lot easier for the City boss. For now though, the Nedbank Cup takes priority, and City and McCarthy would no doubt love to maintain their dominance over the Students. The 2018 Nedbank Cup gets underway with a thriller between Bidvest Wits and Cape Town City. While there's plenty of PSL NFT tussles to look forward to as AmaZulu tackle Mthatha Bucks and Ubuntu Cape Town entertain Polokwane City. On Friday, Mamelodi Sundowns are up against Cape Town All-Stars.